This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Razors aside, the American economy does have something of a problem with men. First of all, there's that very real gender pay gap that's been in the news the past week or two. But there is something else going on here as well. Increasing numbers of men just aren't working or even looking for work. There are fewer men going to college, and so fewer men able to find well-paying jobs. Technology is squeezing men with poor education and few skills out of some jobs altogether. But with the job market and manufacturing picking up, albeit slowly, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman went out to check on the man problem to see how problematical it might still be.
You could call the first decades after World War II the golden age of guys. Back then, almost all men in their prime working years, that's 25 to 54, were working. Then the 1970s and the decimation of manufacturing and other manual labor jobs begins.
When you see both job quantity and job quality on the wage side declining, the clear sign that there is a serious problem here, you know that there's a real contraction in labor demand facing this group.
Jared Bernstein served as chief economist of Vice President Joe Biden, and he says in the recession, even more blue-collar jobs vanished. Nearly 20% of prime-age men weren't working. They were unemployed, on disability, had given up even looking.
Once you're out of the labor force, it can be pretty tough to get back in. We're talking about people who ought to be right in the heart of their earnings capacity in their career. Way too many of these folks have just left the job market.
But now, jobs are being created again. The percentage of prime-age men out of the workforce has fallen a bit to just under 17%. I went to meet some of the ones who've come back.
I'm Bruce Chire, and I'm 29. I was unemployed, looking for work.
I've come to meet Chire at Mount Hood Community College in a working-class suburb outside Portland, Oregon. He's now learning welding. He's got one of those dark visors over his eyes. Chire finished high school, worked at 7-Eleven, then was unemployed for 2 years. He's got three kids to support.
Yeah, it's hard. Going to school, getting loans and all that.
Do you feel hopeful coming and doing this? Why?
Because I've already talked to employers and they're ready to hire.
Welding instructor Rick Walters says job offers should be plentiful.
We have folks who are my age getting into retirement age, and it is leaving a very large void of skilled workers. We simply can't take our infrastructure and export it to China to be welded.
Down the hall at the community college is the auto shop. It's bright, clean, and quieter than over in welding.
So currently today what they're doing is they're reassembling a rear-wheel drive transmission, and then they're going to start tearing apart a front-wheel drive transaxle.
Instructor Steve Michener says all his students already have jobs. That's how much demand there is for skilled workers.
And then, of course, they graduate. They all they got to do is keep that position by being a good worker.
They can make $50,000 a year or more. Student Ben Brown is 25, got laid off from construction in the recession.
So I was working at Walgreens and kind of sitting around and nothing was going on with my life. And I'd always intended on doing this program out of high school, but I was kind of scared, you know, because I didn't know how I was going to pay for it and stuff like that. So I was like, well, I need to get doing something because I'm not going to be able to make any money.
But what about guys who can't afford community college or couldn't do the work? Carl Van Horn studies the workforce at Rutgers University.
Some of these folks were never in that skilled a job to begin with. They may have low rates of literacy, and for them to get into some of these jobs that require training is difficult.
Which is one reason that graph line of men working will probably keep heading down in the long run. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.